that's actually the slough, I think, is the water that actually comes over the land. They say the slough comes down, so the slough isn't there until it comes down, and therefore the slough must be the water itself rather than the land it covers, because they say the slough is coming down.
The swamp is the land?
The swamp is, well, really, swampy land is land that's just always wet with puddles around it. The slough causes some temporary swamps. When it goes away, it takes a while for it to dry up, but I don't really think that you could call any of that land on the farm swampy, except for just a short while after the slough goes away and it's drying up.
What would they call it if the slough was on? How do they refer to that land?
Well, then they call it the slough, because it is the slough. The slough came down and covered it, and the slough stays there for a while, and then it either dries up or goes away.
Yeah.
And then once it dries up and once it goes away, then it leaves some puddles and some shallow pines, and then you would say the land is swampy. But as far as that land is concerned, it isn't a swamp, because it'll dry up. But over around Waycross, where the Okefenokee Swamp is, that's been swampy for years. That is a real swamp, because the land lies so low that the water table is as high, or in some cases a little bit higher than the land is.
So it'll never dry up?
It just won't ever dry up. And that is a real swamp. And things come in there and live that live in swamps.
What about the land along the sea? What would this be called?
Well, I call, I'm forming a mental picture of it now, like down in Clearwater, that's a beach, but then over on the Carolina coast and a lot of the Georgia coastline and the Virginia coastline, they call it tidewater, and that's low-lying land that is affected by the tide for probably miles in. When the tide is out, there are puddles and pines and it's wet, and when the tide comes in, it might be a foot deep with water, and they just call it tidewater area.
When do they start, is that setting as a marsh?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Which would you be more prone to call it?
I would have called it tidewater. Marsh is just not a word I'm apt to use very often.
Does Poppy talk about the tidewater?
Well, I'm sure he does, because the Virginia tidewater area figures fairly prominently in a lot of history books. They called it the settlers moved in as far as the tidewater went, or something like that.
Where he grew up?
Oh, Richmond is way inland. There's no tidewater there.
He's not in that.
Tidewater could possibly go maybe as much as, in some rare instances, 50 miles from the sea.
It's Georgia?
For some reason or other, see, they call it in Georgia, I think they do call it marshes more than they do tidewater, like the marshes of Glen, but that's tidewater right on.
Yeah. That's interesting. What different parts, kinds of soil do you have in a field? If you were analyzing the different types of soil, how would you describe it? Or the land out here, the ground out here, how would you?
Well, that would depend on the field. I think in any given field you wouldn't have but maybe one kind of soil, but you might have
real sandy soil along the river here.